ABC Radio Australia.
Australia has updated its travel advice to Papua New Guinea to highlight the restrictions on removing remnants of war. The warning comes amid allegations that Australians have removed World War II relics from Manus Island. It's illegal to take surplus war materials out of the country, which considers them to be the property of the state. But as Bill Bainbridge reports, there are fears PNG is slowly losing its historic treasures anyway because the law is difficult to police.
Jap invasion barges now stranded on the shore with holes punched by cannon shells showing in their sides. To the Pacific, the Japanese flag is as foul an emblem as the swastika is to Europe.
More than 70 years since the end of the Pacific War, the remnants of the campaign are still scattered throughout PNG. Former Manus MP Ron Knight says it's not hard to find good condition Japanese Zero fighters exactly where they crash-landed nearly eight decades ago.
I've been diving since I was 7 years old. I know where a lot of those aircraft are. And there's some of them in really shallow water, some of them in mud, and very well preserved.
But he says in the last few years, many other World War II items have disappeared.
And I'm really, 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 really cross about this because there was, at Los Negros in Manus, there was lots of 50 caliber machine guns, Japanese machine guns, rifles, all World War II stuff that were, you know, just off the side of the road. When this asylum thing started, a lot of these expats actually took these things and flew them to Australia.
Travis McComb grew up in PNG and regularly leads tours there. He's seen many relics disappear over the years.
Some of the major relics that are there, like the aeroplanes, the bombers and fighters that are sitting in the jungle, that each time you go back, they're dwindling. You know, they'll unbolt the machine guns and they're gone. And then the next time you go in, you know, part of the wings disappears.
It's a problem that was first recognised in the post-war era when scrap metal dealers descended on PNG and removed tons of discarded planes, vehicles and artillery. The first law to regulate the trade was passed in 1952, then refocused on protecting PNG's heritage in the early 1990s. Gregory Bablis is a curator at the National Museum. He says despite a total ban on the removal of all war surplus materials, tourists, expats and locals have taken many items that can never be replaced.
1 or 2 months ago, we stopped someone at the airport who was taking some artillery rounds and ammunition from Morobea tourists, an Australian tourist. These things are touchstones of history, the story of World War II. The story of, you know, the fight between the Australians, Americans and the Japanese, and also how it affected the locals, the Papua New Guineans. Those stories can be told through these objects, these artifacts. And also those objects are a reminder that this global event had come in and will have its Papua New Guinea.
The museum has a collection of around 2,500 items, but it doesn't have room to store any more. It keeps a register of ship and aircraft wrecks and is doing what it can to help villagers protect local collections.
So we've done things like build 3 local museums along the Kokoda track, FOG right in the middle of the track, Alola on the Oro side and Buna on the northern beaches. So that's helped to preserve local collections that locals had already established since the 70s and 80s.
Tour operator Travis McComb says the appeal of the relics to tourists can provide a source of income to locals if they're properly maintained.
Every time I take a group in there, I pay those villagers to have the privilege of actually accessing those relics. And so they can make a dollar out of it, and then the tourist trade makes a dollar out of it on top of that. So everybody benefits from having those relics where they are.